Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Laura Nichols, history graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, and history teacher at Harrison College. On this day, November 10th, 1934, a new newspaper was launched in Barbados. That was the Barbados Observer, under the editorship of Winter Algernon Crawford, who would later represent the parish of St. Philip, establish his own political party, and become a leading political figure in Barbados between 1940 and 1966. His newspaper, The Observer, first located in Fairchild Street, Bridgetown, was published every Saturday, and readers could snag a copy for just one penny. The name of the newspaper is very fitting and true to Crawford's form, since it would provide bold, unapologetic, unbiased accounts of issues affecting the country. In his first message as editor and publisher, Crawford underscored the fact that starting a paper is not a cheap or simple task to undertake, requiring time, dedication, and effort, all of which he was willing to embark on to disseminate news to the masses, especially those who were socially and politically disenfranchised. Boldly, he reassured his readers that he would not support favorites, had no political affiliations, or even enemies to decry. With his true intentions laid bare, Crawford hoped to capture an audience of those modern-minded, free-spending men and women of Barbados. Snippets of the cover page for this first edition included stories such as The House and the Council, Armistice Day Celebrations, The Housing Scheme, and Wesley Hall Honors Headmaster. Subscribers were not aware at the time, but they were lucky to have witnessed the rise of one of the most prolific Barbadian writers and advocates of their generation. In its pages, one can find the reports of the 1937 revolt and the Dean and Royal Commissions of the period. The Observer was published for 41 years before it ceased publication in 1975. However, Crawford's legacy in The Observer endures, as this newspaper is still used as an important source of research by West Indian scholars. It first saw the light of day this day, November 10th, 1934.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.